but someone who is confident and decisive, that is such a fucking turn on.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Hello, my loves, and welcome to episode 19 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. Now, we know each other pretty well by now, right? Unless this is your first episode, then welcome. It's so nice to have you here with us. So let me ask you something, dear listener. Are you a ravisher or a ravishee? Do you like to take or be taken? Oh yeah, I'm talking about sexually. Intrigued? I thought you might be. In today's episode, we're chatting all about polarity and sex, and how powerful this principle can be in taking your sex life from ho-hum to holy fuck. When I first discovered the concept of polarity, it damn near blew my mind. Now, I'm hoping you've listened to my episode number 4 on understanding masculine and feminine energies, because the concepts I discussed in that episode will help us to unpack polarity a lot more. So if you're down, pause this and go listen. If not, I'll give you a little breakdown too, so don't worry, I got you. By now, you know I'm all about offering tangible techniques on this show. So my hope for you is that what I teach you today resonates and you can start noticing and applying some of these principles into your own life. Of course, there's only so deep we can go in a podcast. So if you ever want to dive deeper and learn more about how you can use these teachings in your own life, just be sure to reach out to me for personalized one-on-one coaching or get in touch to organize a Zoom workshop for you and your friends. All right, polarity. What the hell is polarity? So polarity is a pillar teaching and concept used in Tantra, and it's such a powerful thing to be aware of. Not only can it help you to understand yourself and others better and improve communication, it can also take your sex life to the next level. Before I get really deep into this, a caveat. You know I love a caveat. Nothing in the world is black and white. And while many of us, or many people in the world, try very hard to fit and categorize everything into a binary, that's not what is true. We live within a spectrum. So the concepts I'm teaching operate outside of the gender binary, outside of sexual orientation, and outside of energetic identity. I often use the terms masculine and feminine when I teach about energetics. Despite it sounding quite binary, I use these terms very intentionally. This is because I like to speak to people in a language that they understand first, as a starting point, to conceptualize the ideas that I share. The terms masculine and feminine are widely understood, and using this as a framework, I can help you understand energetics. While energy itself is not binary, remember, everything exists on a spectrum. Understanding so-called opposing forces like masculine and feminine helps us to gain more insight into our world and how we exist in it. I've been thinking a lot about this concept lately. I believe a lot in the energetics that I teach and have taught, for example, in episode 4, but I also recognize that gender is a social construct, a product of society, something that humans have created. Social constructionism is the notion that our understanding of reality is partially, if not entirely, socially situated. When we look at gender, we have to understand that we as humans tend to internalize the expectations that society places on us in regards to gender norms, and then often we behave accordingly. This is why, for non-binary folk, or those who exist outside of the socially constructed gender norms that we're all used to, of male and female, many people struggle to understand. There are not just two genders, male and female, as we've been led to believe. Most Native and Indigenous cultures have known of gender fluidity for centuries, such as Two-Spirit. And it's only the Western cultures that have since dictated that there is a gender binary. So that's something to keep in mind as I discuss these things. And just in general life, I think that it's really important to recognize that what we have grown up learning is not necessarily exactly truth, and that there's so much more outside of what we've been taught traditionally. So when I teach about masculine and feminine energy, I do so based around its energy, not from the perspective of sex or gender. I believe that sex, gender, and energy are all entirely different things, and that anyone can identify as they choose across all three. Energy itself is not gendered. We all contain both the masculine and the feminine energetic traits and everything in between, regardless of our sex or gender. But we all likely have a core energy that we resonate with more strongly. Speaking in the binary, a vast majority of people, not all, tend to have a core energy that corresponds with their gender. But as I discussed before, in regards to social constructionism, this could be in part due to the impact of society. A lot to think about, a lot to unpack. As I mentioned in episode 4 about masculine and feminine energies, the term masculine and feminine do not equate to male and female. This is really oversimplifying things. We can interchange masculine with the idea of yang energy or go energy, and the term feminine can be interchanged with yin or flow. Different opposing forces within a whole rainbow of colors on the spectrum. Okay, I hope that all of this is making sense so far. Now, let's talk about polarity. Polarity is essentially the theory of opposites attracting, and often is referred to as the number one law of attraction. Polarity is really useful for us to be aware of in order for us to enhance our romantic and our sexual relationships. The more opposing energies there are between a couple, the higher the attraction will be. Whereas with more similar energies, there's often a lot less attraction. Let me break down some energetic traits for you. Masculine can also be defined, especially when we're talking sexually, as wanting to take you, to ravish you. There is a desire to penetrate you, not just physically, but also emotionally, with their love, their gaze, their body. They desire to break through you, break through your walls and your boundaries, and go deeper into your soul. Sounds intense and esoteric, I know, but stay with me. The masculine energy has a desire to submit you, to melt you with their love, to break down those boundaries that are holding you back from fully embracing and accepting their love, their energy. The masculine wants to be trusted by you, to show you they can be trusted. The masculine has a strong, clear direction and can take the lead, take control, be decisive. They hold space for their partner to open and flourish and bloom. Sounds pretty delicious, right? So that's the masculine energy, or the go energy, the yang energy, call it what you will. Then at the other end of the spectrum is the feminine energy. This energy is softer, more radiant and receptive, deeply magnetic. The feminine is open and easily surrenders and allows themselves to experience pleasure and bliss. They're comfortable in their sexual eroticism, divinely feminine, trusting that they will be respected and honored as they should, very deeply confident in their self-worth. For the feminine to open, though, they must feel a deep sense of trust, safety, and presence from their partner. So in terms of polarity, I want you to think back to primary school science class where you learnt about magnets. Imagine two magnets, each with a positive and a negative pole. I think this is the right terminology, but don't quote me, I'm not a scientist. When you bring the positive and the negative ends towards each other, click, they attract one another and pull themselves together. Whereas if you try and bring both negative sides or both positive sides together, they actively repel one another and they push each other apart no matter how hard you try to push them together. Does anybody remember that experiment? This demonstrates the power of polarity perfectly. In a relationship, if you're embodying masculine energetic traits or you are embodying feminine traits, then it's really important to understand which your partner is embodying. So for example, if both of you are embodying the masculine energetic traits or both of you are embodying the feminine traits, you're likely going to actively repel each other. Even though you may think, oh, but we're so similar, isn't that so great? Well, no, not necessarily. Chances are you'll drive each other mad because you're both trying to lead or you're both waiting for the other to lead. But if each of you embodies traits on either end of the spectrum, it's magnetic. Now, when it comes to sex, polarity is the key to having the most delicious sex imaginable. If you think about it, there is always someone giving and receiving during sex. Sure, you're likely giving and receiving pleasure at all times throughout a sexual encounter, but we need that sense of polarity to determine the flow, who is initiating and who is allowing. BDSM is a great example of polarity in sex. Sure, a heightened version of it, but there's a lot to be learnt there. If I were to ask you if you felt more dominant or submissive in the bedroom, what would you say? And remember, these have nothing to do with your sex or gender. Again, I ask you, do you like to take or be taken? Are you a ravisher or a ravishee? In my work with women, many tell me that they constantly feel like they have to put on a masculine mask out in the world, especially at work, in order to be taken seriously, which is bullshit and another topic for another day. But because of this tendency to always be making decisions, even around the house with the kids, they often crave to be able to just let go and not have to take the lead when it comes to sex. To be taken by their lover, explored, ravished, and yes, sometimes told what to do in a safe, respectful, consensual container, of course, is often something that people really crave. It's about letting go. The same could be true for you or for anyone regardless of sex and gender. Sometimes we crave dominance. Sometimes we crave submission. Both are amazing and valid and worthy of exploration. Let's leave any judgments or assumptions of either at the door, shall we? Dominant is akin to directive, taking control, taking the lead. It is not purely aggressive. So don't get that twisted when I use the term dominant. And submissive is akin to surrender and allowing from a place of sovereignty. It is not about being taken advantage of. It's important to know this because too often these terms, just as the terms masculine and feminine, they can get very highly misinterpreted. Back to polarity. During partnered sex, it's important that we embody each end of the spectrum. If you're both trying to be dominant or to ravish your lover, but neither of you are surrendering, it's just a tussle. Which, sure, that can be hot, but at some point, someone needs to receive and welcome and open to the advances, to the pleasure. Or if you're both being more passive and open and waiting for the invitation, but neither of you is taking initiative or providing any direction, it's bound to be boring and uneventful sex. So say it with me, polarity is key. Not to mention, you can actively play around with your polarity in your relationships and swap energies and see how it feels to embody the opposite. You might just love it. So, polarity is powerful stuff, and it can lead to mind-blowing sex. The same goes for dating and communication in relationships. I know for me, as someone who loves the idea of a partner taking control, not being overbearing and telling me what to do like a jerk, but someone who is confident and decisive, that is such a fucking turn on. And it can be downright infuriating to me when a partner can't make a clear decision or doesn't straight up ask me out. They kind of dodge around the topic. Ask, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, but are you going to ask me out? Just fucking do it. And yeah, I could, but in terms of polarity, sometimes you want to play around with the direction and the invitation. So sometimes it might feel really good to be like, I'm asking him out and I'm going to like just go for it. Other times you're like, I want that question. I want that direction, that decision. And this really, really plays into your core energy, especially when something is new. When you're in an established relationship, you can start actively playing with swapping roles, swapping energies. And I also want to add another little caveat here, that our core energy is generally the one that we tend to lean towards. But like I said, we all have all energies within us, and in different aspects of our life, we're going to embody different ones. Now, I'm speaking very much about sexually today, and so you might find that you are most often more dominant or most often more submissive. We can change this anytime we please, though. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all. You are only ever feminine in energy or masculine in energy. These things can be swapped and changed and explored. So make sure that you don't take this as gospel, that I have to stick with one or the other. Now, of course, all of this is very nuanced, but I hope you see where I'm coming from. Okay, the coach in me can't leave you without suggesting a bit of self-reflection and sharing a few journaling prompts. Now, can I? No. I want you to ponder the following. Oh, and I'm going to be posting a slide on my Instagram with these questions, so look out for that and be sure to share your answers. Number one, sexually, do you prefer to embody the masculine dominant energy or the feminine submissive energy? Question two, what reservations do you have about embodying your preferred energy? Number three, how do you wish your lover would respond to you? For example, taking control or surrendering to yours? And lastly, in which ways can you explore and embody your preferred sexual energy even more? I hope that this episode resonated with you and that it's given you something to think about and even perhaps act on. May you have better communication and better sex because of it. If you'd love to dive deeper into this work and so much more, be sure to check the show notes for links to join my one-on-one coaching program or get in touch to book a Zoom workshop for you and your friends on topics such as polarity, Orgasms 101, self-pleasure, communication, and more. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share, rate, and review. And as always, stay sensual. Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Before you go, I want to invite you to take my free quiz to discover your pleasure language. This really quick, fun quiz will get you started on your journey to explore your own pleasure and how to communicate this with a partner. Plus, you'll receive a bonus worksheet with journaling prompts to dive even deeper. Check it out now in the show notes or head to eleanorhadley.com/pleasure language. Also, don't forget to share with your friends, post it to your stories, and tag me over on Instagram @eleanorhadley. Enjoy!